We should remind you that if you have conversation you'd like to share with us, we're always anxious to hear from you. You can get in touch with us by sending your comments to me personally. My address is jlatimer@kaxe.org. You can also contact the radio station by sending your emails to contact@kaxe.org, comments@kaxe.org. You can call our talkback line. That number is 999-9876. Or you can write us a letter. We love to get your letters. And those can be sent to 260 Northeast 2nd Street, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 55744. This week, we heard from three of our schools. Our first school up is going to be Kellyer. Lara Thomason is the teacher there. And we're going to hear from Becca and Eli.
This is Becca
and Eli
reporting from Miss Thomason's third grade class at Kellyer Elementary. Here is our phonology report for the week of November 30.
I saw a crow eating dead deer on the side of the road on his way to school.
Joanne observed a small gray and black bird finding food on the ground. He wonders if it was eating insect seeds.
Forrest saw a crow soaring in the sky, flying north. He informs us that it probably wasn't flying north to Canada because crows live here all winter.
Grayson saw a brownish squirrel. His cat catched it, chased it up a tree. He thinks his cat could have caught it.
Sully's dog ate a little bird and left some of it on the deck.
I observed a sparrow eating from my bird feeder.
Landon saw two tiny birds on our school bird watching walk, but they were too far away to identify. We think they were watching us.
Raya's dog likes to stand on the porch instead of out in the snow to keep his feet warm.
Blake identified a white-throated sparrow sitting in a pine tree where he thinks it has its nest.
Anthony saw a doe eating on the side of the road in the evening on his way from Panema to Bemidji. He saw another deer run in front of him. Later that evening, and his mom had to slam on the brakes.
Landon observed the crabapple trees at our school still have apples on them. The apples are shivered now and dark red.
Whitney saw a crow high branch looking out at the tree. He's on her way home.
Mariana spotted what she thinks is a
Townsend solitaire.
Solitaire flying in the sky on her way to the store. She used the bird ID app to try to identify the bird she saw.
Mrs. Talbot spotted a huge cone-shaped eagle nest near Washkish. It's almost 6 feet from top to bottom. Both eagles are still hanging out in the nest.
Miss Thompson has to use her headlight to do chores in the morning and evening now because we are almost to the shortest day of the year.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
This is Becca
and Eli.
Becca and Eli, thank you. Nice job, kids. You know, there were lots of good notes in there. I'm impressed. They were looking at the apples on the trees and they were dried and dark. That's good. And some of the kids are looking at bird apps to try and figure out what birds they're seeing. That's excellent. The note about the birds on the ground, those birds were probably picking up grist, gravel, little bits of rock that they'll store in their gizzard. Birds don't have teeth, so the gizzard is this muscular structure that gets gravel in the middle, and they use that muscle to grind up their food. So oftentimes this time of year, birds have trouble finding gravel because mostly it's covered with snow. But this year, snow hasn't been too big a problem.